It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. The internet stopped in Libya this week. This follows an internet shutdown in Egypt before Hosni Mubarak was overthrown. That's all led to a few raised eyebrows over the recent introduction of the Cybersecurity and Internet Freedom Act. It's an update of a bill from last year aimed at giving the government power to call on internet providers to shut down some traffic in an emergency. Critics call this a kill switch. Jonathan Zittrain of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society says that term is a bit off.
The framers of this bill, they aren't out to take over the internet. They really aren't. In their own minds, I'm pretty persuaded that they believe there's a real risk out there that you could have, if not a kill switch by a government, as we've seen attempted in Libya or Egypt, rather a real disruption. That whether it's a 12-year-old or a country that wants to attack another country without having to drop a bomb, you actually could see some techniques that would make internet connectivity really difficult. And in fact, some infrastructure that, you know, it has to do with keeping our dams and bridges safe, things like that, that really could come under attack. And what they want, this now gets to the actual provision that has the controversy, they want the president in that cyber emergency to be able to issue orders and directives to critical infrastructure systems, including private systems. That's the thing that has garnered so much controversy. And the first line of defense when the senators were approached about this, saying, well, wait a minute, doesn't that mean one of the directives could be shut it down, I declare an emergency sort of thing? They said, well, no, actually, it couldn't possibly mean that because the president's had that power since 1941. And you say, well, what do you mean? And they say, well, actually, Section 706 of the Communications Act of 34 it got amended. It got added to the act right after Pearl Harbor, and it gives the president the power to shut down, quote, any facility or station for wire communication in the event of a state of war.
Jonathan says the internet doesn't have a switch. It's not Frankenstein's monster.
It's more like a rave, and everyone's invited, and different people could choose to go, or if you are going with somebody who's your custodian, namely your internet service provider, or in some places your government, they could usher you out, even if you're still wanting to stay up a little later. But the party itself is, again, to use sort of the rave metaphor, more like a collective hallucination, which is to say the internet is a set of protocols. It's, hey, if you've got some wires or maybe some radios, here'd be a way to hook them together so they could all talk to one another. And means I could, in my office, set up two radios that talk to each other, and I have not the internet, but an intranet. And at any point, if I can hook that up to a bunch of other so-configured radios or wires, our party just gets bigger and bigger, and as it turns out, there's one big party, and it's called the internet, and we know it because it's the biggest. That's basically what the network is, and it means that that configuration doesn't avail itself that easily conventionally of one single circuit breaker.
More from Jonathan, including a future where we're all internet service providers. That's at marketplacetech.org. Sometimes you gotta ask,
O Internet, what hast thou wrought?
Situationist is a free new app that gets strangers to do weird things in public. Upload a picture of yourself and give the app permission to chart your location. Then select actions you'd be willing to perform. So when you're out walking and someone else has the app, you're alerted to each other and told to do things like high five or hug for 5 seconds or let them inspect your bag. Fun!
O Internet, what hast thou wrought?
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.